Republican Mike Huckabee's campaign for president got a boost last weekend when he came in second in the Iowa straw poll. Mike Huckabee served 10 years as governor of Arkansas. As a presidential candidate, he's opposed abortion and same-sex marriage and supported a national sales tax. He's a conservative who appeals greatly to the Republican base, but he's the first to say his party will need to make some changes if it's going to hold on to the White House in 2008.
People are clearly frustrated with government at all levels. We saw its collapse after Katrina, and that's one of the reasons that I think the elections turned so dramatically last year. It wasn't just Iraq. It was what was perceived as really incompetence in government, Republicans spending as much as Democrats were, coming across as a wholly owned subsidiary of Wall Street. All of those things added up to a disastrous year for Republicans.
Let's talk about the issues. Iraq clearly on many voters' minds. You are on record as supporting this buildup of troops. What do you see as the long-term role for the U.S. in Iraq and its obligation to that country, if any?
Well, long term, once we find a way to remove ourselves from a day-to-day operation, I hope that we leave them alone. But for the time being, we certainly have to make sure that we don't leave it in a bigger mess than it was already in. And the good news for us, even though some members of Congress don't seem to want to be able to take yes for an answer, the initial reports are that there is significant progress that is being made.
Though when you're saying, you know, there's progress, there is military progress, and even Democratic leaders are saying that right now. That's an entirely different thing from saying we're winning this war. In fact, politically, there's some real problems.
Well, if we talk about winning the war, that is a military victory, and that's what we're speaking of. Does it mean that Iraq is going to be a perfectly wonderful and delightful place where we'll take our kids on vacation? I doubt it. Our goal is not to make it a vacation spot. Our goal is simply to allow them to have some self-determination, and I don't think their government will ever look like the kind of democracy that we're used to seeing in the West. I'm not sure that it's functional within their culture.
Another entirely different but equally important issue to Americans is health coverage. You've called this country's health care system broken.
Yes.
Yet you don't want to see the federal government dictate changes. So what changes would you push for, and who would pay?
I want to make clear the federal government has a role in making the changes. I just don't want to see them become the sole source payer and the owner of your health care or mine. And one of the things that has to happen in our health care system is to change the focus from a sick care system, which is what we have now, to a true health care system, and then focus on prevention rather than intervention. I'll give you some examples. When I was governor of Arkansas, we eliminated copays and deductibles for colonoscopies, mammograms, prostate cancer exams. We started covering such things as weight loss programs because the cost of weight loss programs are far less expensive than the incredible expense that's involved with people who are significantly overweight and develop type 2 diabetes.
You speak from rather hard experience.
Absolutely. I had to lose 110 pounds to regain my own personal health about 5 years ago. And I know right now I'm costing a whole lot less than I did 5 years ago.
Let's talk about spending money or spending federal dollars.
Okay.
Groups like the Conservative Club for Growth accuse you of being a tax and spend liberal, just like your fellow Arkansas, now former Governor Bill Clinton. Will you be able to appeal to fiscal conservatives in a primary or general election?
Absolutely. I support the complete change of a tax system from what we currently have, which is a tax system that penalizes productivity, going to a complete consumption tax.
Basically, it's a national sales tax.
Exactly. It's a consumption tax. You only pay tax when you purchase something.
And this national sales tax is combined with no income tax.
No income tax. The IRS disappears. And we end the underground economy. Prostitutes, pimps, gamblers, illegals, you know, people who are living in the underground economy would start paying taxes like the rest of us.
Mike Huckabee, thanks very much for joining us.
Renee, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Mike Huckabee is a former governor of Arkansas, now running for president. And for a profile of this Republican candidate, go to our website, npr.org.